Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Wednesday, September 7th, 2016. And you know, I think we should have some new rules, like every Monday have off, because the week just goes very, very fast. Anyway, thanks for being there today. As I sit and do this radio show, I'm watching the fifth set of Murray versus Nishikori in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open. I'm ambidextrous here. But really, we're here to talk about you and your buckos and all points in between. We'll do markets, the elections. The comedy. And scams, shams, corruption, debts, deficits, and all that crap. We do it all. So, we did fantasy football draft last night. Let me just run that down for you. I took first round Adrian Peterson, second round Le'Veon Bell of Pittsburgh. Then I took three receivers, Amari Cooper, Dante Moncrief, and Jerry Macklin. I took Cooper and Moncrief because I love second and third year receivers. Got Jeremy Hill as a backup running back. I did take the New England quarterback. You get the quarterback, not just not Brady itself. So I'll have Garoppolo until Brady gets back. I got Willie Snead, who's going to do a lot at New Orleans. I got Derrick Henry, rookie for Tennessee, running back. I think he's going to do well. I took Antonio Gates as my tight end, KC defense, backup quarterback Stafford for Detroit, my kicker Gano for Carolina, and then a few other people. Who else did I take? Starks, who backs up Lacey just in case Lacey gets injured. Torrey Smith, who's the number one receiver for Baltimore, I got in the last round. Anyway, that's my team. You interested? Next on the sporting news, the Mets are only a half game back after winning today. They're only a half game from being in the playoffs, a wild card. So the Mets are playing well. But besides that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw my two cents into a lot of things today. We love doing markets, and we're going to do our markets as always. But if we spend 1 hour on markets, I'm going to throw up, and I'm going to bore the heck myself to sleep. I got an email from somebody. Says, Gary, you're saying freaking too much. The freaking debt, the freaking deficits, freaking Hillary Clinton, you know, all that. Well, that person's right. I should not be saying freaking, even though it's not really a bad word, but, you know. But I need you all to know something that's very important, because it is so unfortunate that the media has just, they're no longer the media. They're not journalists. They're nobodies. They might as well just be the public relations arm of the Democratic National Committee. And I mean that seriously. And let me just say this to you Democrats out there or left that actually likes that. Turn it around. What if the media and all the media was just for the Republicans? That if a Republican did something bad, it was not reported or hardly reported. And if a Democrat did something just a little bit bad or bad, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just think about that, because it may happen one day. And all we want, no pun intended, is fair and balanced. I got an email from somebody today complaining about Fox, me being on Fox, I was on there today discussing Hillary Clinton and Trump, and I was against Hillary Clinton. But the guy forgot to mention his email that I debated somebody that was completely in disagreement with me. And that's what Fox does. Fox has its conservative people, no doubt. But they also have most of the day straight down the middle news and debates between left and right. These other places, there's just nothing going on. Nothing. And I was just thinking today, here you have, by fact, a foundation that's taken in billions and billions and only doled out 10, 15, 20% of the money and kept the rest for travel and other expenses. You have destroyed emails, destroyed phones, missing phones, though we were told there was only one phone, and all kinds of emails on just simple pay-for-play, influence plotting, you name it. And it's not even somebody's opinion. It's just a fact. And the media doesn't want to investigate it at all. At all. So when I use freaking, we're just so frustrated at the complete lack of just reporting the news. I remember when John McCain ran for president, the New York Times ran an article which had no facts. It was an article based on maybe he had an affair, and nothing came of it. There wasn't anything. But they still put it up there. I couldn't believe it. And I can go on and on and on. And it's very simple. Do you know how you get to $20 trillion in debt? Do you know how you get to massive deficits? Do you know how you get a Social Security, which is just nothing but a Ponzi scheme? Do you know how you get to an Obamacare, where premiums are going up 50, 60% in many areas, and people getting boxed out like mixed nuts? You know how you get all that? When you don't have the watchdogs doing their job. Do you know the only way all this stuff has been found out about Hillary, and she was found out to be a liar, and she would have never been found out to be a liar if some WikiLeaks guy didn't leak it? If Judicial Watch doesn't subpoena it? There are other forces at work here to get stuff. And by the way, the same goes for the other side. That's why I use the word freaking, because I got news for you. Do you remember 08? Do you remember it? I went to my bank and took out $25,000 in cash just in case the whole financial system exploded. You know how we got that? You know how we got there? Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil of journalists. Didn't do their job. How's that? And we sit here 8 years later, $9 trillion of new debt more, economies and markets that have to be held up by central banks printing of money, keeping rates at zero, going into negative rates. What the heck is a negative rate? An actual buying up of markets. And ain't nobody reporting it. It's the most leverage and debt in the system we've ever had. Worse than 08 by miles. And nobody's reporting it. Do you know why they're not reporting it? Who's the president? So we're just letting you know. When we use the word freaking, we're just so frustrated at what we are seeing, and nobody does anything about it. And the nefarious skate. They just plain old skate. So I can't promise you I will not use the word freaking anymore when describing things, but I'll do my best. But you'll have to excuse me if I do, because I got news for you. It ain't about me. It's about you. It's about your families. It's about my kids. You think $20 trillion in debt here is going to end well? Do you really? Do you think central banks intervening and mass intervention in markets? And by the way, when I say central banks, these are people that know nothing. They're ex-tenured professors. They've never been in the real economy. They've never worked jobs. All they've done is create money in order to buy up and manipulate and interfere with markets. I hope you're all getting that. We're not kidding. We're dead serious. I'll do my best. Up next, we'll have our two cents in on many other things, but up next we will do the market wrap, moves of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. Thanks for being here on this day. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Napa know-how.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
You know, I believe Sunday is, and by the way, this is amazing to me. Sunday is the 15th year. I don't even want to use anniversary. 15 years since 9/11. I cannot believe it's been 15 years. I remember exactly where I was. I was in my office with Waltman, Lynch, Wyatt, Balsanic, and we had the TVs on, and we all of a sudden they pan to one of the towers, and there's like a big hole in it, and then they went to Jim, this is not to put him down, but they went to Jim Cramer, and Jim Cramer says, my sources tell me it's a small airplane that hit the tower. I looked at my guys and said to them, wait a minute. I've been to the World Trade Center. That's not a small airplane. I remember my exact words. I ran into the manager's office, who's a very good friend of mine, the DeBrule, and we sat there watching, and we were talking, and all of a sudden, we see another plane, and boom. And my first words were, now we know it's definitely a terror attack. And I got to tell you, the rest of the day is like a blank. I remember the part of worrying about planes hitting the White House. I remember the part where they actually thought there was more planes out there. I remember them panning to the hole in the ground, what was it, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and then the Pentagon. And then I remember driving home. And after that, I don't remember a thing. Unbelievable day. Unreal. Changed our world. It changed the world of... what am I looking for? Security. How we see things. I mean, try walking into an arena or a stadium now. You know what's going on at the airports. My goodness. And the amazing thing also is they're still out there. If they had a shot, they'd do it again. And I guess that may just be here for ages. Because some people out there do not value life. They don't value their own lives. They kill themselves. They strap bombs to 9-year-old kids and then blow the kids up with remote control. That happened a couple of weeks ago. They kill their own people. They rape women. And they kill with all kinds of, for lack of a better word, weird ways. The latest one last week is there were 10 of them. They caught 10 people. They deemed them spies. And they chainsaw them in half in the middle of a street. '9/11, that's Sunday, I believe. And I must tell you, one of my, I don't know if the word's privilege, I believe it was the second anniversary, Neil Cavuto held a show above the 9/11 site in another building. And they asked me to appear and talk about it. And on top of that building was the Secretary of the Treasury, Jon Snow, and many others. I felt very important that day. One of the days I felt most important in my life. All right. Got lots to cover. Lots to do. We got markets. Let's segue. Let's do today's market wrap. That's brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market. With proprietary indicators, go check it out. Investment-models.com. Quiet day for the indices. Well, there was one that was not quiet. Dow down 12, S&P just about flat. NASDAQ up 8, NASDAQ 100 up 2. The SOX, though, was down 6, and that's just due to pullback. The transports, though, up 105. We'll get to that in a minute. Advanced declines were good. 18.11 New York, 17.12 NASDAQ. New highs, pretty much the same. In the Dow today, Home Depot hit because Home Depot supply got whacked, HDS, on their numbers. Caterpillar was up after that. No other dollar movers. Of note today, Western Digital, WDC, disk drive company, raised their numbers. So it was up nicely. So was Seagate. A little better bid in some of the Chinese gaming. The real standout today was the airlines. Airlines have this thing called, TRASM, T-R-A-S-M, total revenue per something mile. And I guess the numbers that came in were not good, but not as bad as people thought. So, I mean, Allegiant Travel up 11 to 146. Alaska Air 2 to 71. Delta 2 to 39. United 2.5 to 54. Hawaiian Air, which is really kind of the strongest name, with SkyWest, up 1.25. American Airlines up almost 2. So good day for the airlines, and that helped the transports. Simple as that. Technically, let's just do technicals in the market. Airlines turned the corner today. Good volume, good turn. What if oil prices jack up? We'll see. But that was a pretty good move today. And again, the strongest name is SkyWest as a regional. Hawaiian Airlines, I guess Hawaiian's somewhat regionalized, but they travel to Asia too. And in the contiguous, notice the big word, 48 states. So that's really what stuck out today. After that, I don't have much. Oil prices were up today, but oil stocks really were, mixed. Now, I'm seeing in the aftermarket there was something going on, so oil prices are up in the aftermarket. We'll see what that means for tomorrow. But just we'll call it just a mixed day, non-event, no biggie, not much to really talk about. Except sector by sector, stock by stock, little by little, piece by piece, inch by inch. That's what we'll do on this show. But as I also told you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put my 2 cents in on a myriad of subjects. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us again. Really, seriously, thank you. So let's go through a few things I want to discuss on markets here. Number one, as I mentioned, airlines. Technically, it looks like they're turning the corner here. They're not growth. Technically, it looks like they're turning the corner here. I'm going to scan them tonight, and I'll do a little more work. Apple, they came out with another phone today. Yay. Stock was up 66 cents to 108.36. And let me just give you my thoughts on a few things with Apple. Number one, I don't know if it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, I said to you, I wonder at what number is it not going to matter anymore when Apple comes out with the next phone? You know, the one where, no big deal. Well, you have one in this one that's coming out here. Few little changes, not much gangbusters. Yeah, there's going to be some buying, maybe some decent buying. I don't know if it's a game changer or not. I'm going to say no. Just so you know, everything that Apple's putting into this new phone, other phones already have. They're just playing catch-up. Now, Apple now says that the iPhone 8 is going to be the big, big, big game changer. And I wonder a couple of things. Number one, by kind of saying that, doesn't it maybe keep you from buying the one they're trying to sell now? Instead of buying one now and then getting another one when the 8 comes out? I was just thinking that. But number two, what else can a phone do that'll get the masses jumping for joy? Seriously, what else can a phone do? And I wonder whether we've hit that point of no matter what they bring out, yeah, people are going to buy and people are going to change and that, but remember when the first iPhones came out? It was frenzies. Frenzy. Remember I told you I would go to go to a couple of malls here in Orlando on purpose on a Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, and the mall is empty. When you go to the Apple store, there's 500 people in them. No more. So we'll see how it plays out. The watch isn't selling. The iPads aren't selling as well. And there's a lot of competition out there. We think Apple is a value stock now. It gapped up on recent very bad earnings. But they said things are getting better or we've hit bottom. So it's acted better. Plus, you have a good market. We'll see. It certainly does not have the oomph it used to have. It certainly doesn't have the great growth qualities it used to have. And you could just, you remember when it was working, right? It just ain't happening now. So I just wanted to throw that out to you on Apple. Chipotle was up 24 today, as we told you yesterday. Bill Ackman of whatever name of his hedge fund, who's had some rough going over the last couple of years, took a little less than a 10% position, and he's looking for things to change there. It was up 24. And I posed the question yesterday, why would the market follow somebody who's been so wrong in the last year or two? Welcome to the market. That's the way it works. Such is life. I have yet to see whether Chipotle had any answer or not. We'll see. Movers of the day. Of course, if I can find them, I can give them to you. I mentioned Chipotle. Nintendo was up $8 today. You know, I didn't see the news. Symbol NTDOY. We know it had a big move on Pokemon. I didn't see why it was up 8 today. I'm going to look at it in a few minutes. Priceline up 7. It looks like it's trying to break out here. It's a $1,400 stock, though, just letting you know. We mentioned Western Digital. Pioneer Natural Resources, new high, one of these stronger oils. We've mentioned that on the show. Whirlpool up 3. Apache up 3. Silicon Motion 3. LendingTree 3. Not a lot going on. Cummins Inc. And that's about it for the upside. The airlines, as I mentioned. How's that? On the downside, and of course, as soon as I find the downside, I'll be glad to tell you about them. Casey's General Stores, no happy today, down 12 to 121. Looks like it was down about 16 at one time. AutoZone down 5, big breakdown in that stock recently. Belden, 4 to 70 bucks. Mead Johnson Nutrition, down 4 and change to 80. Amazon pulls back a little bit after yesterday's move down 4. HD Supply down 4.5 to 31.88 on their numbers market didn't like. Staying with the 4s, Mercado Libre, F5 Networks, 3 or more. Acacia Communications, NetTease, General Mills breaking down. I don't know why they have such good cereal. Intuitive Surgical, Ulta Salon. Now, remember what we told you about Ulta Salon? Take a look at what the stock did on its earnings. That's how potential big tops occur. Notice the word potential. But it looks bad. W.W. Grainger, Twilio, Clorox. Notice Clorox, Colgate. Not a good day for consumer staples. Costco, remember, had very bad action about 4 days ago. Following through to the downside, they had bad comps. C.R. Bard, Broadcom, Kimberly-Clark, there you go, another consumer staple. And Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, almost a new yearly low. Market does not like cruise line stocks, even though, as we told you, you had a decent amount of insider buying in some of them. I also want to mention that there's been persistent buying in advanced auto parts. There was a little bit more today. But that stock's not working either. By the way, as I'm scanning, Kellogg breaks the 50-day. Monster Beverage acting very poorly. Smucker's very poorly. Notice they all have the same thing in common. So just be a little bit careful about some of these consumer staples. Notice Whole Foods Market's breaking down a little bit more today. Blue Horseshoe. You ever been to the Whole Foods Markets in Columbus Circle in New York? It's awesome. But the prices are ridiculous. I can just get my apples here at Publix or Winn-Dixie. Price matters. And that is your ever-popular over-the-top movers of the day. No complaints on the market. A few things pulled back. The one thing that looks like it's got a chance to pull back a little bit more here are the semis. How's that? They've had a big run. And I see a few what I call curling over. Curling over. And the socks looks like it may be curling over. So just be on the lookout for that. And as I mentioned, the transports, good action today. Airlines very strong. But notice I'm not given the big go-ahead or anything like that at all. Bond market, not much today. But I do want to mention a Fed head came out today, not a voting guy. Conditions may be good that we can raise rates in a couple of weeks. I hate these people. You know, I'm told I should never use the word hate. But since I don't know them and it's nothing personal, I hate them. They have no clue what they're doing. And I hearken back to 08. They had no clue back then either. Easy money distorts, and easy money creates greed and what I call the one-sided trade. And just ask any income investor that's looking for anything. Anything. Just throw me a bone. I read the other day some bank saying, hey, guess what we'll do for you? Give us, a one-year CD. We'll give you a percent. A percent. A percent. To lock your money up for a year. A percent. Well, I guess it's better than what's happening in some areas around the globe right now. Give them money. Lend them money. And you have to pay them. Now, ain't that funny? Up next on the Edge. My 2 cents. And whatever else. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We finally agreed on a paint color, so I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Ace is a place when you're the labor on Labor Day.
Don't miss Ace's big Labor Day weekend paint sale. Now through Monday, buy a gallon of our best, Valspar Optimus, get one 50% off. Buy our best value, Clark and Kensington, get one 50% off. Only at Ace. Offer valid at participating stores on Valspar Optimus and Aspire, Clark and Kensington, and Royal Brand Paint. Sale gallons must be of equal or lesser value. Limit 2 per household while supplies last. See store for details.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
Just so you know, Nintendo was up big today because the big news. Da 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 da. That Pokemon Go will be available in the Watch App Store, and Mario, Super Mario, is gonna be on the App Store. Yes, iPhone and iPad, Super Mario, yay! Yippee yay yay! Tidbits. I hope you don't mind. My President Obama was in Laos and told people of Laos that Americans are lazy if they don't agree on climate change. And he said we were lazy on something else. I don't know President Obama personally. I have nothing against him personally. You combine that, and let me quote something. I'd rather have young people who are engaged in the argument and trying to think through how they can be part of our democratic process than people who are just sitting on the sidelines not paying attention at all. That's Barack Obama saying it's okay for Colin Kaepernick to sit on his rear end during a national anthem. This is our president calling us lazy and basically giving approval to sit on your rear end during the national anthem. I can't wait till this man is gone. He really does not think we're very smart. He really thinks he's better than us. And I got to tell you, I'm pretty darn sick of him. Not to mention the $9 trillion in debt he's created. He's the president. And by the way, this is not the first time he's put down the people of this country and other countries, but the media doesn't report it. My two cents. Amy Schumer, do you know who she is? By the way, if you think this has anything to do with the markets, it doesn't. Amy Schumer is a comedian that's not funny, and the only time she gets laughs is when she mentions these personal body parts of men and women and uses the foul language. I quote, anyone who doesn't like Hillary Clinton is simply uninformed. Yes, coming from a comedian. Well, I'll leave it at that. I just find people funny. She's not funny, but she's also funny. Where do these people come from? No, really. Who are these people? Einsteins? Amy Schumer Einstein? European firms borrow with, well, this is markets. European firms borrow at sub-zero rates. Investors are now paying for the privilege of lending their money to companies, a fresh sign of how aggressive central bank policy is upending conventional patterns in finances. In finance, French drug maker Sanofi and German consumer products company Henkel sold bonds Tuesday, raising more than they will eventually repay. You think this is going to end well, people? That you just invested in a company by lending them money, and it is impossible for you to make money over the life. And if the market just happens to go a little bit awry, you're going to lose a bunch of money. The world is insane. No, really. The world is insane. Brought to you by central banks. Car loans top $1 trillion. Delinquency rates rise. I'm just reporting the news. Remember what we've told you here. Leverage and debt, a lot more and a lot worse than it was in 08, enabled by easy money. I'm sure we're going to be reporting more of this as we move forward, because when you enable leverage and debt, it feeds on itself until it blows up. We're starting to see it. Pricey assets stir investors' anxiety. The fate of a broad 2016 rally has lifted prices of everything from American stocks to emerging markets. Likely will hinge on what happens this autumn to U.S. corporate profits and interest rates. No, wrong. It'll be based on the decision of central banks until the markets tell them to go take a flying leap. Believe me, that's the only reason. And right next to that article, junk debt getting crowded, spreads on high-yield bonds are narrowing, eroding a selling point to the investments, you think? Remember what we told you here. I've seen bonds that used to yield 10% yielding 5%. I've seen bonds that used to yield 5% yielding 1.5%. And I can guarantee you one thing. I don't know when, but eventually that 1.5% will be 5, and eventually that 5 will be 10. And you know what that means for your principal if you're not careful? Bye-bye. By the way, I'm not kidding about any of this. Next, stock buyers hope ECB will jump in. That's the European Central Bank. You ready for this? Central banks have become some of the biggest investors in bond markets. Now some of the financial markets think stocks should benefit more from the largesse. Some economists say the European Central Bank, which meets Thursday, decide if it should expand its current bond buying program, should invest in equities. The reason is it's running out of bonds to buy. So think about this. An economist that went to school and learned Economics 101 is saying that central banks should interfere with stock markets now and just buy up stocks. What the heck is going on here? Are these all Keynesian liberal imbeciles that don't have a fundamental clue about markets? We'll end on that note. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. I didn't say freaking. When you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.